What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from Ghost to Ghost. It's your boy. I'm Chris Adon 1, and welcome to another rendition of I'm Chris Adon 1 podcast, episode 187. How y'all living? I'm living swell. Feel free to get this podcast in the podcast algorithm. I need you guys to do me a favor. I need you guys to do me a solid. It's simple. All you have to do is give it a 5-star rating, give it an excellent review, share this content with your friends, family, and followers. If you are listening to this podcast on other platforms, feel free to please be sure to subscribe to this podcast on Spotify. I need to get my subscription numbers up on Spotify. And you can still listen to the episode however you want to listen to the episode. Just feel free to subscribe to the I'm Chris Adon 1 podcast on Spotify. Now, we got all that stuff out of the way. Let's get into today's OnlyFans question of the day. It is OnlyFans Tuesday. You heard me? All right. So, someone sent this to me in my DMs, and they said, is OnlyFans the new wave on social media? You know, similar to like Vine was to social media, like, and pretty much like TikTok is to social media. At one point of time, Instagram was the place where everybody gravitated to. And once upon a time, even YouTube, all right? So everyone is asking, is OnlyFans the new wave? And also in this same question, do you feel like OnlyFans has stumbled a bit because the pandemic is over? Everyone can get to go wherever they so please. You know, a lot of content creators on OnlyFans were making mad cake, all right? Literally and figuratively, okay? On OnlyFans, and it was popping when we had all those mandates. Now, not so much. You know, there are a few content creators on OnlyFans that's making some moolah, but not as much as they were making when we had the pandemic. Okay, so first things first, let's start with the first question. Is OnlyFans the new wave? And I remember, I say about 4 years ago, when podcasting was the new wave, and I was telling everybody, hey, you better get on, you better get in at the ground floor, you better get in where you fit in, because if you're a content creator, you should be creating a podcast, because podcasting was, you know, what was the next wave. It was the end game, all right? And I was advertising it till I was blue in the face. I said, if you are a content creator on Instagram or on YouTube or Facebook, Twitter, whatever, you need to have a podcast created and create some podcast content, all right? Need to get at the ground floor, okay? So I feel like OnlyFans is pretty much in the same predicament like when podcasting was at the ground floor a few years ago. But I do feel like it has stumbled a bit, particularly since after the pandemic, and there's an oversaturation of a lot of content creators going to OnlyFans. Now, OnlyFans, the company themselves, have been promoting and have been trying to get other content creators from different platforms to create content on their service. Now, OnlyFans really wants to be like YouTube, where they'll be allowed to have ads placed during, before, and after a content creator's video or post. Eventually, that's the end game for OnlyFans. Now, a lot of people are not familiar with this. When OnlyFans started, it wanted to be a competition to YouTube, all right? But the only problem was not a lot of the successful content creators were gravitating to OnlyFans, and not a lot of ads wanted to go to OnlyFans because it was unproven at that time. OnlyFans at one point was like Locals. Now, if you don't know what Locals is, allow your boy to explain. Locals is a place where if you're a content creator and you want to create content without no strings attached or YouTube promoting your content through their algorithm, or YouTube constantly changing their terms of services, making it difficult for you to create content on that platform, then Locals is the place to go. You know, but the bad thing about Locals is a lot of stuff that we like about YouTube has not been established on Locals yet. And OnlyFans is pretty much, you know, I feel like Locals is the younger version of OnlyFans. And I feel like Locals, not now, but not later down the road, they can kick this can further down. They're going to have to reach a conclusion in order for us to be successful, in order for us to be, to make a profit. We're probably going to have to go into lanes that we didn't want to go to. And that is having a community where there's adult, vulgar type of content come to the platform. And they're not in the position now where they have to make that decision, have to have an answer to that decision. But they will have to address that decision later on down the road. Well, OnlyFans started off as Locals, where content creators could upload content and people could subscribe to these pages, but they had to pay a fee. Then they had the live stream already built in, they had the pay-per-views and things of that nature. And that's how OnlyFans pretty much started. Now, I feel like OnlyFans, once it got, it started getting popular and started getting legs, I think OnlyFans really started blowing up when the pandemic started. Well, it's twofold. I felt like OnlyFans started a lot. They gotten so bad with their application, with their service, then they was allowing adult content to keep the lights on, so to say. And when they started allowing adult content to be created on OnlyFans, they pretty much destroyed the adult content business. A lot of studios that was distributing the content, well, creating the content and distributing the content, a lot of those big time studios are here no more. I feel like the major coin stars go strictly to OnlyFans, all right? Because OnlyFans, has the system set up for content creators that create adult content to create their content without having a middleman. So when OnlyFans started accepting this, that's when you started seeing OnlyFans blossom. But OnlyFans really started blowing up in a major key way is when the pandemic happened. A lot of people that wanted entertainment could not get entertainment because a lot of restaurants, nightclubs, gentlemen clubs, strip clubs, they were all shut down during the pandemic. Okay, so where does the party people go to? And that's when a lot of people started subscribing to OnlyFans. A lot of these models make crazy money on OnlyFans. Strippers make crazy money. Adult content creators making money on OnlyFans. And then you started seeing a rise of people creating content on OnlyFans. It got so overpopularized, popular, that you saw people that giving up their 9-to-5 jobs, their salaries to go to OnlyFans, because they was making extremely more money on OnlyFans than staying as a nurse or staying as a teacher or a firefighter. There's a story out where there's a judge that had an OnlyFans account, and once they found out, he had to make a decision: either still stay as a judge or keep his OnlyFans account. He kept his OnlyFans account. All right. So you started, you know, seeing people that had salaries and people that were paid on the clock, 9 to 5, started gravitating to OnlyFans, and OnlyFans started getting a major boom that way. So to answer your question, I feel like as of right now, it goes as following. I feel like TikTok is the king of social media. And then following TikTok is OnlyFans. And then everybody else is third, fourth, and fifth. But I feel like those are the two biggest platforms that is that has the wave. All right. Everybody is going to OnlyFans and they're going to TikTok. All right. Now, the second question you I feel like I answered both of those questions in the same way. OnlyFans a new wave? And yes, and I did ask what point did it boom and blossom? But I feel like just like any other platform, any other service, any other application, you have an intro stage, and then you have your successful stage, and then you have your you have your successful period, and then you have a dip. All right. And I feel like OnlyFans, you know, all of these things, I mean, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of them has had dips along the way. And I feel like OnlyFans have suffered a few dips. You know, not a lot of people are making a lot of money on OnlyFans because there's an oversaturation. B, the pandemic is over. So a lot of those people that were spending mad crazy money in these clubs are going back to them clubs, and there's really no need for OnlyFans. So, you know, you're having less subscriber count. You have an oversaturation. And just like any other application, when you don't add new features or new things, it gets kind of old, all right? Particularly when that application doesn't work well on other services and other applications. You know, TikTok pretty much bans anyone that promotes their OnlyFans. Instagram pretty much shadow bans you. There's limitations on YouTube. Now, Twitter, Reddit, and Tumblr, they welcome people to promote their content on their OnlyFans content there. But the only problem, mainly with Tumblr and not necessarily Twitter. And I'm trying to think of the other application. It just lost my train of thought. I always do that all the time when I start mentioning these apps, because a lot of times than not, a lot of these apps that I forget about, I really don't use these apps in a grand major scheme. But you guys know who I'm talking about. There's Tumblr, then there's the other one. It's hard to create a brand new account, and it's hard to promote your OnlyFans on that particular account, on those social media applications, okay? So I feel like Twitter is the best source to promote your content. You know, they don't shadow ban you. They pretty much welcome adult content. And I just think that's the best way to go. If you got a Twitter account, you can pretty much, and if you listen to my episode on how to promote your OnlyFans account, I explained it to you. I'm not going to go into full details on this episode, but I did explain to you how you can maneuver where you don't get banned, shadow banned, or whatever, okay? But I do feel like OnlyFans is tailing off a little bit. And one is, there's a lot of social media applications that are not in conjunction with OnlyFans as far as content creators on OnlyFans promoting their content there. B, I feel like the most important thing about OnlyFans is not adding anything new to its service. And I feel like if you want to stay on top, if you want to keep people utilizing the application, you're going to have to add new services or new things with the platform, the application itself. I feel like one of the biggest updates is allowing people to just upload the app from the Google Play Store or the iTunes Play Store or the iTunes Store and upload the app there. Okay, instead of going on the website. I feel like if you want more people who don't have the application, and it's one of two things, either they don't care about OnlyFans, or it's not available on the stores on Google or on Android or iOS. So they just assume that this is a struggling platform. So why go through all these other steps to just download the application from your web browser? Okay, so I feel like that's those are the two biggest things that that OnlyFans need to, if they don't incorporate, they need to incorporate that feature, allowing the application to be available anytime and anywhere from the stores. All right. I do feel like there are some, I feel like another thing they need to do is establish a search engine or an engine with an algorithm in place with different categories. So if you have this category in your description or in your hashtag, it will be promoted a lot faster and a lot quicker. I feel like that's another nuance that OnlyFans need to address. Now, I don't think this is going to come anytime soon. Search engines, algorithm engines, they're not cheap, nor if they're easy to make. It takes plenty of time because you're going to need a lot of research at your hand to create either of those engines, but I feel like it's very beneficial for OnlyFans to do it that way, okay? But that's pretty much all the OnlyFans news that I have. If you guys love this content, feel free to hit the subscription button, the notification bell, and make sure that you're sharing this content with your friends, family, and followers. If you guys want me to continue to do OnlyFans content, you can always get at my descriptions below, most notably Twitter, or just comment in the review section. Tell me if you like it, you don't like it. If it's something I need to move away from, I will move away from. But it is your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. And I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy. I'm Chris the Don One. I will see you guys on the flip side of things. I'm out of here. Outro.